Montreal Farm Betterment. Auf Montreal, der Pilgerstand, wird uns wieder Pilger weisen. Auf Montreal, der Pilgerstand, ein wenig
mit Sonnenschein. I greet you all very warmly, near and far, in the precious and holy name of our Lord. The last Sunday in the month is well known as the Zurich Sunday. And almost 50 years now, on every last Sunday of a month, I'm in Zurich. I was in Zurich. And we thank the Lord for all these years which we had in Zurich. And God willing, we will have them again. We thank the Lord for every opportunity which we have to proclaim His precious and holy word. And as the choir just has sung, the glory belongs to the Lord, to our Savior alone. So may all be blessed. We of course have arrived in a very special period of time. Nothing is anymore as we were used to it. And nevertheless we know the Lord is on the throne. And whatever happens, happens under His will. We are just in the end time. We arrived. And we can count with everything. Now, then, dear brothers and sisters, we have to be very attentive that we just distinguish where what belongs. For instance, what is written in the Gospels about the end time, what our Lord said about it, whether in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, all these things are happening before the return of the Lord. And everything, what is written in the last book of the Bible, in the last 22 chapters of the book of Revelation, what is written there, for instance, from chapter 6, everything happens after the rapture and falls into the great tribulation, which was also predicted. For us, who we love the Word of God and who got it revealed by His grace, it's just a divine orientation to recognize in what kind of time we arrived. And as Brother Baumgartner told me in my last conversation, Psalms 91 comes also to fulfillment, that on the earth will be pestilences, as our Lord also foretold it in Luke 21. He emphasized it. And we all are surprised that a worldwide catastrophe in such a short time span could take place. And thanks be to God, I was really led in such a way. Already at the end of the past year, to plan no meetings anymore, which I would have overseas, be it in Africa or other countries. Not a single meeting I promised to be there. Not one meeting I planned for this year. The word was always in my mind, which Simon spoke out. And I also said it, Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared unto the ends of the earth. We are just so grateful for the divine orientation in the Word of God. Now just briefly, to come to that, what is happening now. For us, very unusual, especially also for me. Since 68 years, I'm behind the pulpit and I'm preaching God's holy word. Since 68 years, the time around Good Friday, about Easter, was the special time for me and for all the believers. It just belonged to it, that what happened for us on the cross of Calvary, that we just included into the proclamation. Also the Lord's Supper belonged to it. Everything, just as God planned it in His Word, and how He left it to us by His grace. In this year, there was just one journey planned, a journey to Israel with a group, but which could not take place anymore. It should take place from the 9th of March, and 3 days before that date, Mr. Netanyahu announced what is happening in Israel and that nobody is allowed to come anymore. Now, concerning this time now, brothers and sisters, it must be said, it cannot go on like this, and it will not go on like this, because in the Bible there are orders which we as believers have to keep. And if you think about it, that now a distance of 2 meters is required. How can a child dedication take place with a distance of 2 meters? How can a baptism take place with a distance? How can a Lord's Supper take place with a distance of 2 meters? The biblical orders must be left to the church. And we believe with all our hearts that God, very shortly, He will take care for it, that everything can be done again as it is left to us in the Holy Scripture. And of course, also Romans 13 belongs to it. Every power, every higher power is set that we should submit to it. And nevertheless, we have to say, God's holy word is above every power of man. God decided what has to happen in His church, and it must remain like this, even up to the order, to the requirements, to not forsake our assembling together, even the more as we see the day approaching, the day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Earthly speaking, nothing will be anymore as it used to be. When one hears the news, 90% of the planes, of the aircrafts are no more in the air. They are parked at the airports. If one looks at it, what is happening in every realms, on every level, where should this lead to? To a terrible chaos. And if one then thinks about the global warming, about the climate change, if one thinks on the agriculture, which feeds us, what shall the future bring us? Yes, the news, they told it, they informed us about it, that the year 2018 and 2019 were the warmest years in the history of mankind. And so, it will continue like this. And Isaiah 30, verse 26, will continue to be fulfilled. And even all the signs of the end time, they must take place, that famines and expensive times would be. We have to really count with everything, expecting everything. And as written in Romans 8, the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we all know that this world, yes, this earth and everything what goes with it reaches its end now. And that the Lord, of course, has a plan which goes beyond our time. But about this, we will not speak today. Just looking up to the Lord, knowing everything happens so that we can lift up our heads. As our Lord repeatedly said it, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And for us, who we believe God's holy word, mainly the thing is about what the Lord has promised for the period of this time to the true church of Jesus Christ, what He promised for her. The gospel of the kingdom of God should be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end should come. And we may say, also this scripture is fulfilled before our very eyes. And just briefly, for your information, in all the past years, especially since 1974, when we dedicated this house of God, international meetings we had here. 1977, we had a preachers' conference, and exactly from 33 countries, brothers were here in this building gathered, all who preached the word of the hour, the word for this time, yes, the divine message, who heard it and who believed it. But today, we are looking into the world and we see that all the nations can be connected now, that we now can carry this divine message no more by foot, no more by plane, but by internet transmission. We can bring it into all the world. And this is the mighty gift in our time, that in 174 countries we can bring the divine message, which is now being preached here at this place. It can be heard worldwide. And all can believe and all can experience their preparation. That what I preach here in the German language, because I am in this country, is being simultaneously translated into 15 different languages. And then also in the various countries, in other languages, it's being translated, transmitted worldwide. It's just so mighty. Also for this, God took care of. What was not possible 10 or 20 years ago, today is a reality before our eyes. And we are very grateful to our Lord for it. Now, as mentioned before, brothers and sisters, we are a bit sad that we cannot be gathered here from all countries here. But in all the peoples and nations, the word of the Lord can be heard and all can believe. So, this Sunday is a Zurich Sunday, and we wish all from Zurich, we wish you God's richest blessing, especially in South America, yes, worldwide. I would like to read a word now from Matthew 28. Matthew 28, here we are at the resurrection and what our Lord said. Brothers and sisters, I really believe that the word of the Lord to me and you means something and has to say something. And that we receive and accept what is written. We will also go briefly into the crucifixion. We will go into the resurrection. Here our Lord says in Matthew 28, verse 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power in heaven and on earth. And now it comes. And please pay attention now. Go ye therefore, because to our Lord and Savior, after his resurrection, after he conquered death and Satan and hell, and after he rose, and as he could cry out, I live, and ye shall live also. He said here in verse 19, therefore, go ye and make disciples of all nations. Today, I was led by the Spirit of God to emphasize this verse here. Therefore, go ye and make disciples of all nations. Not establish various churches and make members in the churches, but rather make disciples of all nations, to people who believe me, who follow me, the Savior. And that's what it's all about. We, of course, have so many denominations and fellowships. All have their creeds. All have their members. But here in the Great Commission, it's just about that the Lord claims his redeemed. They don't belong to you and not to me. They don't belong to a pastor. They are the possession of the Lord, purchased by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Therefore, go ye and make disciples of all nations. Brothers and sisters, precious friends, now I address all over the world. Whose disciples are we? Whom do we believe? Whom do we follow? To which church belong we? Do we belong to the church of the firstborn? To the church of the born again? Do we belong to the redeemed? Have we become disciples of Jesus at our conversion? Or are we members of a denomination or fellowship? And we all know that all, in every church, that was being taught there, we have to obey it. But here, and I say it once again, and I emphasize it, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. And then, even the baptism, the water baptism, is mentioned in this connection with making disciples. It's mentioned here. Baptizing them, the true disciples of Jesus, are baptized into the name in which God revealed himself to us as Father, in the Son, and by the Holy Spirit. Namely, in the name which is above every name, in the name of Jesus, they are baptized from the first baptism in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 38. It is written, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So, Here we are at the foundation of the church. Here we are at the direct great commission which the Lord himself spoke out after his resurrection. Therefore, go ye and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. How many know what the name is? Father is no name. Son is no name. Holy Ghost is no name. These are revelations, manifestations of the living God. God has become our Father. When we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. About which name it is about here? Which name shall be hallowed? And when the Son says, I have revealed thy name to them whom thou gavest me from the world. They are yours, and you have given them to me. So, this holy word of the Great Commission, and let me say this once again, all who are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are of course baptized into the name in which God revealed himself to us as Father and Son and Holy Ghost. And only they have become disciples of Jesus. And I say it in the name of the Lord. Since the year 325, and especially 386 after Christ, when this word, this great commission, was misunderstood, as in their human mind, they came to the word and made up their own interpretations. Yes. Then a Trinity doctrine was invented, which is not existing neither in the Old nor in the New Testament. God, of course, doesn't exist of three eternal persons. It's laughable. It's just incomprehensible. God is one true living eternal God. From eternity to eternity, thou art God. Psalms 90. And if we then go to the very beginning, then the eternal God, the invisible, came into time, was manifested, came down to this earth, created everything, and walked in the Garden of Eden. Not a second or a third person, but God manifested as Lord in a visible form of appearance, and he could create man in his image. Let me emphasize this. All who are baptized in the triune formula, they are baptized unbiblical in the eyes of God. They're not baptized at all. They were misled. And therefore, we have in the Holy Scripture the confirmation that all who since the day of Pentecost were baptized, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, brothers and sisters, now, before the return of Jesus Christ, the original gospel, the full gospel, the full salvation had to be preached, and the people must come out from all religions and must become disciples of Jesus, namely by the true faith and by the true water baptism, according to Ephesians 4, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One can truly go throughout all the New Testament from the book of Acts, chapter 2 and onward. All were baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because this is the New Testament covenant name. And we are the people of the new covenant. And the Lord said in Matthew 26, from verse 26 to 28, he said, "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many." Let us say it once again, in love. But let us also say it with all seriousness. Only he who has become a believer according to the scripture, to whom the Lord revealed himself as the risen one, and who has respect before the great commission of our Lord, and who submits under it, and who receives and accepts what was said, therefore, go ye and make disciples of all nations. All who are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are disciples of Jesus. They are following Jesus Christ. Let us say this also once again. Since the Council of Nicaea and all the other councils, where all biblical doctrines were changed, where dogmas and creeds were introduced, and where the people were misled, who can bear it? Who can stand it so close before the return of Jesus Christ? Who? So, to close this part now, in verse 20 we read, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, how grateful we can be to our Lord and Savior. Also this, we said time and again, we emphasized it, that after what the 1,000 years of the Dark Ages, where all the crusades took place, where millions of people gave their lives because of their faith, God made a new beginning. Already before the Reformation, there were men of God whom the Lord could use. And then came the breakthrough to the Reformation, and then to the biblical truths. And brothers and sisters, in the past 500 years, of course, one revival after the other revival was. And God revealed his precious and holy word deeper and deeper. And all who came to follow Jesus Christ, they of course had the testimony in them that they believe as the scripture says and what the scripture has said. Now, to our subject, just briefly, concerning the death and the resurrection. You all know what is written in the Gospels. I looked it up in all the Gospels. My eyes fell on Matthew 27, from verse 28, 29. Here, our Lord was taken off the clothes, and then a mantle of purple color was put upon him. They stripped him naked, and they put on him a purple mantle, put on him a crown of thorns. Mocking him, scoffing at him as King of Israel. Our Lord, via Gethsemane, he walked the hard way of suffering to bring us the redemption by his grace. When we read it up, how he wrestled and prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Let this cup pass over me, but not my will, but thy will shall be done. And the will of God was done. Our Lord was of course predestinated to die as the Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world, your and my sins, to take them upon him and to carry them to the cross, to give us the redemption, the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the full salvation. And as Paul has written, as by one man and by one man's disobedience, the death came upon all men, so by the one just deed was given eternal life to all them who believe and who receive it and who accept it. When we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 33 and 34, always we find the confirmation that all the Old Testament prophecy were fulfilled even at the crucifixion. We just now, we had Good Friday and Easter behind us. Everything what was foretold, of course, took place. And we can be grateful. Yes, 24 prophecies from the Old Testament, I have them before me now. I've written them down, who all were fulfilled when our Lord was nailed to the cross, bringing us the redemption. Brothers and sisters, who can bypass this? And as sure as every prophecy was fulfilled, which was referring to our Redeemer, so sure now every prophecy and promise comes to fulfillment which God has given to the church. Because we belong to those who believe God with all our soul and mind. We could read all these different scriptures. Let us say this once again, very clearly, let us say it. We are very close at the end of the time of grace we reached. Nobody knows time or day and hour, but so much we as believers, out of respect before God's holy word, we all, of course, understood. When we see all these things, which are now happening worldwide, coming to fulfillment, as they were foretold by our Lord Himself, yes, even up to the gathering of the people of Israel, as it is written in the parable of the fig tree. All these Bible scriptures, they of course have become divine reality. Also the scripture and the promise, the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. Has not the Lord God also has taken care for it? It must really, time and again, it must be said anew. And brothers and sisters, as all the fellowships are referring to their founder, you can go from church to church, and all have their founder or their she founder. But the church of the living God, the church of Jesus Christ, has only one founder, and this is our Lord and Savior, who said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the same Lord has said that He has set into His church the various ministries, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. They belong into the church of the living God. And so, we can really point to it that the Lord in our time, He has brought and sent a prophetic message, and also all the biblical doctrines, He has put it upon the lampstand. And I tell you, as all the fellowships and denominations remained with that, what the founders have taught and have not gone on, the Lutherans remained, but in the next revival it went on via Wesley, via Smith, revival after revival. And in every revival, the true believers went on. They didn't stop with the situation which they experienced, but they knew the Lord has more for us, and we go with Him all the way until we come from believing unto seeing. In the same way, it was in our time. The most mighty Pentecostal revival. And all know about Los Angeles. All know what happened there, 1906. And we all know what kind of effects this revival had. And all are returning to their founders again in the various churches. They remained in their doctrines. And then suddenly we hear of that what God did in a supernatural way in our time. And what already since 1933 was announced by our Lord Himself. You are, of course, all acquainted with the end time message. And for me, it's just of such a great significance. I cannot tell you how I mean it. I am convinced, as God had a Moses, an Abraham, a Paul, a John the Baptist, as God has given commissions and tasks in the Old and in the New Testament, so also in our time, He used our beloved brother William Branham. Truly, on the 11th of June 1933, from the supernatural cloud light, which came down from the blue sky, visible for thousands, remaining above the man of God who stood in the river Ohio, baptizing as John baptized in the river Jordan, and also the heavens opened and the voice sounded. So it also happened when Brother Branham had his first baptism in the Ohio River. And then at around 14 hours in the afternoon, this mighty supernatural experience, and then the voice from this supernatural light spoke, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message which will forerun the second coming of Christ in all the world. And brothers and sisters, whoever cannot believe this, actually, he could close his Bible. He could go home and continue dreaming, remaining in unbelief. Concerning the true children of God, they believe the promise which was given in their time, recognizing it, having part in what God is doing right now. That's how it was with John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord, preparing a people, not the scribes, not the Pharisees, no, and again no, but the people went out and were baptized. And so they believed the message which was given at that time, and they experienced the justification by His grace. Brothers and sisters, we may not hide what God ordained for this period of time. We must proclaim it loudly in all the world. We are very close before the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And as I said many times, the first sermon and the last sermon, they must agree. The first water baptism 2,000 years ago on the founding day of the New Testament church and the baptism today, they must agree. Who has the right to change God's holy word? Who has the right to falsify the word? Who has the right to give interpretations? We all have only one right. And this is to agree with God and to return to His Word, to respect it. And I just have to say it once again. All who truly become believers, who really repent, who really dedicate their lives to the Lord, who really confess their sins, who experience their conversion, who experience their justification by faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary, they of course have become disciples of Jesus. As the redeemed, they belong to the Redeemer. Of course, not to some church, but to Him who paid the price for them. Therefore, go ye into all the world and make disciples of all nations. I want to be a disciple of Jesus, and I want that all who hear the word of God from my mouth, that they don't follow anymore a man, but that they are brought in connection with God and who become disciples of Jesus, our Lord, who just receive and accept everything what He told us. Let us summarize in what kind of time we arrived. For us, it's a surprise to all of us to experience such a time. It was never here on earth before. And we say it again, nothing will be anymore as it was. But one thing is sure, that we are very close to the end now. And that the Lord will restore all things. And this was the commission which the Lord has given to our beloved brother William Branham. The original word, the same gospel, yes, the revealed holy word, and the revealed holy name in which God revealed Himself to us as Father in the Son and by the Holy Spirit, into which all are baptized who become disciples of Jesus. For thus it is written in Romans 6 that all who were baptized into Christ Jesus, they were buried with Him into His death, so that we henceforth are not living anymore for ourselves, but for Him. May God give grace that all worldwide, not only in Zurich, not only in Switzerland, not only in Europe, but in all nations and countries are hearing the voice of the risen Lord, who said, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. And then, at the end of the divine commission, he said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So, a promise which the Lord has given unto us. Please remember, the last message is as the first was, one God, one Savior, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, back to the Word, back to the beginning. May the faithful Lord give us all grace that we remember Good Friday and Easter, having it before us, knowing that the redemption is accomplished. Our Lord cried out on the cross, "It is finished." He went down. He conquered death and hell. He rose on the third day from the dead. And then he ascended to heaven. After he was together with his disciples 40 days, teaching them about the kingdom of God. And then he said, "Wait in Jerusalem until ye are endued with a power from on high." And then it happened. After 10 days, altogether, after 50 days, it happened that the Holy Spirit was poured out. As already announced in the prophet Joel, in a prophecy, it was foretold, "In the last days, saith God, there I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh." And Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he could say, here it is being fulfilled what God spoke through the prophet Joel. And we all believe that the greatest mighty moving of the Spirit will take place. The Lord will not only send the early, but also the latter rain. Once more, He will give such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit right before the return of our Lord. And we can count with it any time that it will take place, as it is written in James chapter 5, verse 7, that the farmer waits for the fruit of the field until it receives the early and the latter rain. And we thank the Lord God that He has sent the early and the latter rain. He will send it, the latter rain. And He will finish His work by His grace in all of us unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. May God, on this Zurich Sunday, may God bless all and be with all of you, is my prayer in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Gottes Verheißungen bleiben, sie wanken nicht.
God's promises remain, they don't stagger.
Bluten hat Jesus besiegt.
Jesus sealed with His own blood what He promises in His Word. Heaven and earth may burn. The mountains may vanish. But whoever believes, he will find out God's Word remains forever. Just look up. As Abraham did, while you are counting the stars, faith increases. Heaven and earth may burn. Valley and mountain may vanish. But whoever believes finds out God's word remains true forever.
Glaube, wenn alles auch dunkel, wenn das Herz dir bricht.
Believe even in the dark hour.
Dann strahlt das Sonnenlicht.
shines again. Heaven and earth may burn. Valley and mountain may vanish. But whoever believes will find out God's word remains true forever. Believe even in the persecution, even in tribulation. Believe. He makes everything well. May heaven and earth burn. May valley and mountain vanish. But whoever believes will find out God's word remains true forever. Believe, even your friends may leave you. One remains faithful. His word comforts and encourages you every day anew. May heaven and earth burn. May valley and mountain vanish. But whoever believes will find out God's word remains true forever. Believe in all your troubles. Very soon it goes upward. There you will see what you believed here on earth. Heaven and earth may burn. Mountain and valley may vanish. But whoever believes will find out.